All right, today I would like to discuss the topic of Shiluach HaKain. Shiluach HaKain. Yeah.
Can I ask one overall question about
yes.
That? Yes. Is that something, you see all these ads?
Exactly what we're going to talk about.
Is it something?
That is exactly the topic of our discussion.
Correct. Good.
If you open up a newspaper, open up a magazine, you may discover an advertisement.
Right.
Segula,
yes.
The ultimate segula for every problem in the world. L'man yitav lach v'arach l'yamim, we come and we'll take you to a place where you will find a cane, a nest, a mother and its chicks. Shluach a cane, and you can be mekayim the mitzvah. So the question over here is that the proper thing to? Everything I'm telling you is coming today from this wonderful sefer. This is the third in a series called Oitzer Hazmanim. And it's written by a very big Talmud Chacham of Aaron Mordechai Brisk. He has some very choshva haskamas. Yeah, even as the haskam from Chaim Kanievsky. I'll read you what he wrote about him. L'chvoid harav ha-goyin. If Chaim Kanievsky writes about a person who's a goyin, it's pretty good. Right? L'chvoid harav ha-goyin of Aaron Mordechai Brisk. Re'isi es sifarov Oitzer Hazmanim. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is writing this. Vehem sifarim niflo'im me'oid. They're wondrous svarim. Vehu mevarer kol inyin l'protecho v'diktukechu v'emes. Tinni makir es mechaber. Al yidei ha-michtovim. He wrote me a lot of letters. Shehu koisev kimoi talmud chacham gadol. Vehoyoy shenach riusi l'inyin halacha. He goes and goes on to say. He writes, but he writes, it's pretty good. This is a lot more than average. It's a lot more than average. And he has some very, very chashash. It's very well, very chashash. So he over here, I don't know who this person is. I know he has two svarim that he put out a couple of years ago that are very popular. They deal with zmanim. They deal with all matters relating to time. This sefer is not about zman. It's about topics. Halachic topics on the parasha. It's a fantastic thing, good find for this shir. Always looking for svarim. For he gave me a lot of good stuff from ink, and I'm still working on them. On halachic topics according to the parasha. And here he delves into this issue. It seems that he's a magid shir. And it seems that he writes over here in the Hagdama that one of his talmidim asked him exactly this question, but a little bit different. This talmid said to him that he wants to go into the business. Not that he wants to go into the business. He says he's very knowledgeable in all of these matters, in different types of birds, and different types of eggs and nests, and he has knowledge in this matter, and it's very easy for him to go and set up a business where he can take people to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKain, and he wants to know if this is the right thing to do, if according to the Torah, you go into business. And the pasuk says ki yikorei. Yikorei means chance. It's an accident. You just happen to be walking in the street, and there it is. Lo and behold, you come in contact with the mother and its chicken, its chicks, and its baby, and its eggs. It doesn't seem to say that you should seek it out. So, is there such an inyan? So he says a very good shaila, and he devoted an entire shir. He delved into this matter, and he wrote up over here his research. So first he writes something very unique. He says here in the Hakdama that this topic is very unique in the world of halacha because it's clear that there's a major difference of opinion, consensus of opinion between the Rishonim and the Acharonim. Challenge someone to find an area in halacha where if you look in the Rishonim, they all are of one opinion that it's Osir. And the Acharonim, the later commentators, the later halachic commentators, they reach a different conclusion. How can you ever bechlal have an Acharon that disagrees with the Rishon? That's number one. You don't generally find that. And even if you'll do, maybe it'll be one or two. You'll have some gedolei, you'll have some very gedolei Acharonim, and they'll say that even though the Rishonim, this Das Yochid, there's another Rishon that says not like that, and we pass like the Das Yochid. You'll find maybe very rarely. But to find such an area in halacha where it's clear as day that the consensus of all of the gedolei rishonim are of one opinion, and the consensus of all of the gedolei ha'acharonim, well, the vast majority are of a different opinion, is something which is nadir. Is that how you pronounce it? Nadir means rare. Is that the correct Meir? Is that the correct pronoun? It's rare. Nadir. It's a very rare thing in the world of halacha to find such a thing. And what is the meaning? The Rishonim all seem to say clearly that there is absolutely no inyan whatsoever to seek out shiluach hakein. If you have no purpose in the eggs, if you're not going to go eat the eggs anyway, if you're not, you don't need the chicks. Like today, who's going to take eggs from a nest? People are there afraid. You're afraid, where are these eggs? Even are these eggs, are they healthy? You know, you don't want to go take eggs.
Well,
you go
to
a kosher that there's no meat unless it's not a kosher. So unless you have an expert that tells you it's a kosher bird, are you comfortable taking the eggs from underneath the train station, with all the dirt and mud and who knows what, and taking them home and boiling them and eating them? Are you really comfortable doing that? I do not believe the average person is comfortable. Certainly if there are chicks. Do you really want the chicks? I don't think so. You need the chicks for any purpose whatsoever. And even if you'll take the eggs, even if you'll take the eggs...
They're not eligible. Anything that's domesticated is off the chart also.
That's right.
Chickens, you could just do it, right? If they're in a chicken coop.
And even if you'll take the eggs, no one's going out the chatchila. I'm hungry today, and I want some eggs. If you're hungry, you want some eggs. You'll go to the supermarket. You're not going to go to the train station to go find the nest. So it appears from all. We're going to go through the examples of the Rishonim, from all of the Rishonim, which include Taisvis, and they all say it in very interesting ways. That's what I'm trying to go through. Taisvis and the Meiri, Rabbeinu Bechaye, and the Ran are all clear that there is no inyan whatsoever to be mekayin the mitzvah of shiluach hakein if you have no interest in the eggs, the chicks, and certainly there is no inyan to go out and hire someone to take you to a location where you will find the nest with eggs and the mother and be mekayin the mitzvah. Absolutely, you're not accomplishing anything. On the other hand, all of the Achrayim, not all, many of the Achrayim conclude very clearly that there is an inyan. If you should go do it. You should go and seek it out. When it says ki yikore, it means you should put yourself in a situation where it will now be ki yikore. There's a way to do it. And even though you have no desire for the eggs, I don't need the eggs, doesn't matter, so don't take the eggs. Let the eggs sit there. Send away the mother, or maybe you do take the eggs, and then put the eggs in the garbage, or do whatever you want with the eggs. They conclude, no, there is an inyan to mekayim the mitzvah, even though you have no intent to eat the eggs or use the chicks. You'll do something with it. You should go ahead and go for it. And then we have the opinion of the Chassam Sofer, which we'll come to in a moment, and he holds pretty much, if you have no desire to do it, not only should you, not only like what the Rishonim say, that there's no inyan to do it, it's osur to do it. In other words, there's a third opinion. The third opinion is, you have no chiyuv to do it, absolutely not. Let's even the best scenario. You're going for a tiyul in the forest, or you're going and you happen to come across a nest, mother and its chicks, and I don't want the eggs, I don't want the chicks, but it's right in front of me. It's right in front of me. What? Either or. There are two different scenarios. Either they're already hatched. Either or. The pasuk says, Ephraichim o Beitzim. One or the other. Two different scenarios of how to make the mitzvah. So there's a fourth opinion. The fourth opinion is, you have no obligation whatsoever, but if you want to, you can do it. So in other words, let's review. There are four different opinions in this matter. Okay, number one is you have an obligation to do it. It's a choiva. You have an obligation. I have an obligation. If you certainly in a situation when you come across a mother and its chicks, you have an obligation. You must send away the mother and take the chicks for yourself. You must. Even though I have no desire for the eggs or the chicks, you must do it. The second opinion is, if you don't want the eggs or the chicks, you don't have an obligation. But if you want, you can do it. And if you do it, you'll get a mitzvah. It's like wearing tzitzis. You have no obligation to wear tzitzis. But if you want, you can put on a four-cornered garment. And by putting on a four-cornered garment, you'll now put yourself in that situation where you'll have a mitzvah. So you have no obligation, but if you do, you'll get a mitzvah. The third opinion is it's parif. There is no obligation to do so. There is no mitzvah to do so. But and let's say you want to do it anyway, for fun. Okay, so no harm done. It's an inyan. I wouldn't say there's you have no obligation. If you don't want the eggs or the chicks, it's not really a mitzvah. But maybe there's an inyan. There's an inyan to do it. And the fourth opinion is, not only is there no inyan to do it, it's osur. It's animal cruelty. It's achzorius. If you have no desire for the eggs or the chicks, and you're just sending away the mother, and you're going to take home the eggs and the chicks, because you want to be mekayim this mitzvah, it's tsar balechayim for no purpose, and you're not allowed to do it. Four different opinions in regard. All of the Rishonim appear to be of the second opinion. There is no, well, it's not really clear if they're second or the third, but they appear at least to be of the opinion that there's no obligation to do so. You have no obligation, there's no inyan to seek it out, and you have no obligation to, and if you do come across it, and you don't need it, and you don't need the eggs or the chicks, you are under no obligation to send away the mother to take the chicks or the eggs for yourself. Now, who are these Rishonim? The first is, what? Oh, that's exactly, I'm going to come to you in one moment. How do you know? Where do we see this in the Rishonim? So let me elaborate. Tosfos quotes the Gemara. There's a Gemara that says, the case of Tosfos, one moment. Here it is. Here the Gemara says, a mitzvah sase shazman grama, any mitzvah sase shazman grama, noshim are potter. Women are exempt from a mitzvah sase shazman grama. Echad ho anoshim, yechad but what about a mitzvah sase shiloi hazman grama, if it's not hazman grama? Echad ho anoshim, yechad anoshim chayavim. And the Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, gives four examples of a mitzvah say that's not zman grama, that anoshim are chayiv. Now, what are the four mitzvahs? What are the four examples? Mezuzah, Maika, Aveda, and Shiluach HaKein. These are the four examples. Now, the Tos is a kash on three of the four. How can the Gemara say this is an example of mitzvah say she'ein hazman grama, noshim achayiv? The reason why women are chayiv in three of these four mitzvahs is because they involve a loisase. For example, when it comes to a mic or putting up a fence on your roof, it says loisosim dam mivesecha. When it comes to hashavas aveda, it says lo suchal lehisalein. When it comes to Shiluach HaKein, it says, Lo Sika Choeim Al Habonim. So he asks a very basic question. What in the world here is going on in Tosfos? Tosfos over here, what in the Gemara? The Gemara says, we want to discuss a situation where we have a mitzvah say, She'ein Hazman Grama, and Mimela Noshim Achayiv. It's for these three examples. That's not the reason why Noshim Achayiv. The reason why Noshim Achayiv in these three mitzvahs is because these three mitzvahs include a loisase. And a loisase, a woman is chayiv, period. There's no distinction when it comes to a loisase, whether it's zman grama or not zman grama. When it comes to a mitzvase, then there's a distinction, zman grama or not zman grama. When it's a loisase, there's no such distinction. So being that these three mitzvahs include a loisase, Noshim Achayiv no matter what. So Tosfos gives answers. Now let me ask you a question. Why do we even need to give an answer? I have a very simple solution. The solution is, you don't want to take for yourself the eggs or the chicks. The only time it says, again, you come across a nest, and in the nest there is a mother and there are the chicks. So it says in the Pasuk, Lo sikach, it says, the mitzvah say, Shaleach tishalach es ho'em, V'yes habonim tikach loch, and take the bonim for you. Send away the mother and take the chicks for yourself. That is the mitzvah say. What is the loisah say? The loisah says lo sikach ho'em al habonim. Don't take the aim on the bonim together. Don't take them together. Now that's only when, that would only be true when I want to take them both together. Let me read the words inside. The hadvarim.
It's an optional
mitzvah. Exactly. Let me read the words inside to make it clear. Hadvarim bedarim. He gives an answer. I'm reading the words inside. I have a very simple answer to Tosfos's question. You're going on the road. I have no desire. What all of us, the situation all of us find ourselves in. You go on the road and you come across a nest with the mother and the chicks, and you have no desire, not for the mother, not for the chicks. I have no desire. What do I need a chicken for running around in my house? What do I need? What do I need? Eggs, dirty eggs. What do I need? Chicks running around. I don't need. I don't want anything. Sha'os ein shum loisa se shalosika ha'im alabonim. So there's no loisase. If I have no desire, if I come across, this situation where I have, where I don't want, I'm not together. I don't want the mother. I don't want the chicks. But yet there still is a mitzvah sase of umikol makar. There's a mitzvah sase shaleach tishalach esoyin v'yesabonim tikach loch. It doesn't. The only time you have the prohibition of losikach em alabanim is when you want them, when there is a desire. That's how he's explaining the tzitzis, and he has a precedent, he has proof of this, which is beyond our limited amount of time we have for this. But the only time there would be a violation of the loisaseh, Tais himself actually says this point, is only when you have a desire. I have a desire to take the mother and to take the chicks. I have a desire, I would ideally want both. I need to eat dinner and I need to eat breakfast. Not in any precise order, of course. So for dinner, I'm going to have the mother. And for breakfast, I'm going to have the eggs. So then you would be in the category of the lo sase lo sika ha'im alabonim. Do I, in modern day and age, 21st century, is there anyone today, the average person, does he want the mother and the chicks? No, he doesn't want the mother and the chicks. He has no desire. So the average person, is there a potential for a lois asay? Absolutely not. Is there a potential for an asay? Yeah. Fulfill the asay. Send away the mother and take the chicks for yourself. So why do Tosfos, so now is a woman going to be chayav in this mitzvah? Well, the only reason why a woman be chayav in this mitzvah is because the mitzvah says she'ein hazman groma. So he asked the question, why did Tosfos need to come up with a convoluted case? We're not going to go into Tosfos' case. Tosfos is the whole answer of what the solution is. This is a very simple case. The simple case is, you have no desire. You're a person that has food in your kitchen, you have food in the refrigerator, you have no desire for the mother, not for the egg, and you come across the mother and nest, there is no nisoyon for you to take both of them together. So there's no prohibition, there's no potential for a lo sasei. The only thing now is the Torah gives you a mitzvah say, send away the mother and take the chicks for yourself. So this turns into purely a mitzvah say she'en hazman groma. And the Mishnah needs to tell me that a woman is chayav in this mitzvah. Tosfos does not give this as the case. Tosfos gives a whole different type of case. Tosfos, very quickly, is where the person is very hungry. He's starving. He's actually starving to death. And Tosfos' case is where the person he picks up the mother with the kavana to send away the mother. And then he decides to take the mother. But the point over here is Tosfos could have given a very simple answer. The fact that Tosfos did not give this answer is an indication that there would not be a mitzvah saseh in this situation. In other words, the only time the mitzvah of Shluach HaKein would apply is when you truly would ideally want both. I go out into the field, I want the mother, I want the eggs, I want them both. then there's a loy saseh, and the Torah says don't do it, but instead do the mitzvah saseh. But if you don't have a situation where you have the loy saseh, there is no trigger to the mekayim the mitzvah saseh.
What does loy mean?
What?
When it says by the woman she's chayav, what does that mean?
Because it's a mitzvah saseh, she'ein hazman grama. That's exactly the point.
Well, you just said the svara that he's bringing down is that only if you want it. So you're not a chayav.
So there's a loy saseh, right? So that's why Tais is giving a different answer, which is not going into what Tais' answer is. But there's a much simpler solution. We're looking for a situation where there's only going to be an asay where there's no loy saseh. The simplest solution of having an asay where there's no loy saseh is where I don't want the mother and the chicks.
Right.
I don't want that. So why didn't Tais give that as an answer? The answer why he didn't give it as an answer is because that's not the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah saseh in that case either. If you do not want the mother and you do not want the chicks, then there's no mitzvah. Then there is no mitzvah altogether. And that would basically mean the Zman Hazer, when most people do not want the mother and the chicks, there would not be a mitzvah saseh to go send away the mother and the child.
I'll give you a parallel case. They wanted to sell you, they wanted to do an interview. I said, true, but I'll sell you a piece of carpet, that's a short.
Yeah, that's a different, that's a whole different topic. That's
no, but you don't want it. You don't want to give my.
It doesn't matter. What do you mean? Doesn't matter. You have to.
That's already different.
It's a different. That's a whole different set of rules. Another example. Another Rabbeinu Bechayim. He asked the question. Very good. Very good. Right. Why don't we make a bracha? People who are taken out to do the mitzvah of Shluch HaKein. The first question he always asks: do I make a bracha? I'm now about to send away the mother and KT exiled myself to make a bracha on the mitzvah. No, you don't make a bracha. Why not? So some will tell you, you don't make a bracha because tzar ba'alei chayim. You don't make a bracha on a mitzvah which causes tzar to a creature. But Rabbeinu Bechayim says, you know why you don't make the bracha? You know why you don't make the bracha? Because you don't make the bracha on something. What? Shchita you make a bracha. Okay, you're right. That's a good question. But Rabbeinu Bechayim says, the reason why you don't make a bracha is because this mitzvah only applies in a situation where you're not mechuyev to do this mitzvah. There's no such requirement to go seek out the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that you only mechayim if it happens by accident.
If it comes to you.
It's not a mitzvah which you go and you seek out. If you have to go pay someone money in the newspaper to go and bring you to a situation where you chayim the mitzvah, that's not called a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which only can happen by accident. It's not a mitzvah which is when you're mechuyev. So from that, the first thing we want to learn is that according to Rabbeinu Bechayim, there is absolutely no need to go and seek out the mitzvah. Okay, running out of time. The Ran also, we have to go through the deal of the Ran, and then the Iri, they also pretty much explicitly say that there is absolutely no mitzvah to seek out the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only when it is an absolute necessity. I need the eggs. I need the mother. Where you have a situation where you need one of the two. I need the mother, I need the eggs. So the halacha is, you're not allowed to separate the mother from the, let's say I need the eggs or the chicks. Let's say that's the case. When you absolutely need one of the two, that's when the mitzvah applies. But in a situation where you do not need the eggs or the mother, and you're only doing it to the mekayim of the mitzvah, there is no mitzvah whatsoever. However, we mentioned many of the achronim disagree, they hold there is a mitzvah, and they hold adrabi, you should do the mitzvah. So the question is, what is the point of disagreeing between the two? And the way the Mepharshim explained is very simple. There are two major reasons for the mitzvah. There's the reason given by the Rambam, and there is the reason given by the Zoiha. The Rambam's reason is because of Tsar Ba'alei Chayim. That's what the Rambam says. The reason why you have to send away the mother before you take the eggs for yourself is not to cause pain to the mother. The mother has enormous pain witnessing her chicks or her eggs being taken away from before her eyes. And therefore, in order to prevent Tsar Ba'alei Chayim, send away the mother. It's similar, the Rambam says, to the mitzvah of Oisov yes b'no lo sishchatu b'yom echad. You may not slaughter the mother and the child on the same day. It's achzorius. It's achzorius to wipe out the entire family in one single day. And if, even though maybe they're not, it's a person should not in his mind see himself doing such a thing of wiping out. Therefore, if that's the time of the mitzvah, it's logical. That is the so with all of the Rishonim. That is why the mitzvah does not apply if you do not need the eggs. If I don't need the eggs, why should you do it? It is also going to be tzar when the mother will come back and see that her eggs and the chick is not there. So the Torah is saying don't cause her maximum tzar, cause the minimum tzar. But if you don't need to cause tzar at all, don't cause tzar at all. However, the Zohar says the reason for the mitzvah is Kabbalah, because when you take away the eggs, and the mother comes back and sees that the eggs are missing, the mother has enormous tzar, and the mother goes and cries to Hashem, and Hashem is reminded of the tzar of Klal Yisrael. The nest is a symbol for, metaphor for the Beis HaMikdash, and
the eggs are Klal Yisrael, and the bird represents the tefillos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the bird has sar, that the nest is empty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is filled with rachamim for Klal Yisrael, that they also need that to be returned to the Beis HaMikdash.
So you should do it.
So according to that time, then you should do it. So he once says, the Achroinim are heavily, this he writes over here, and he brings some Makaris for this, is that the Achroinim were heavily influenced by the revelation of the Zoya. When was the Zoya revealed? This is a fact. The Zoya, in Yonei Kabbalah, until the certain Kufa of the Rishonim, it was a very dry world. It was a Litvisha world. It was a very dry world. There was no Kabbalah in Yonim. Everything was black and white. And therefore, you follow halacha black and white. The Rambam says the time is Tsar Baalei Chaim. Yeah, Tsar Baalei Chaim is when you have to go and eat breakfast, so you come first. But at least don't torture the mother by taking the eggs in the presence of the mother. But when later generations, the Achroinim, who are heavily influenced by the understanding of the Zohar, is that doing this mitzvah is a segula to bring Mashiach, it's true there's going to be a minimum, there's going to be tzar to the bird, to the mother, but since the big picture of things, you're going to use this as a means, a mechanism to bring Mashiach, you should seek it out. You should go and seek out this mitzvah. Put yourself in a situation where now will be ki yikore in order to be mo'er rachem on Klal Yisrael. Yeah.
If you have a pigeon on your window with a nest.
Yes.
And you chase it away.
It has to be fulfilled with precision. It has to be filled with a kosher bird and
pigeon.
Eggs. Yeah, pigeon has to be kosher. You have to have eggs, and you have to send it away and take. You have to take the eggs. You have to do it the right way. But this is the bad. Okay, we didn't go through too much of this. Just to summarize what we've done, we have over here a Tavik Shnu Hakein. We have here something unique in Achleikus between the Rishonim and the Achroinim. The Rishonim rule of the consensus that there is no obligation to seek out the mitzvah. And Adrabah, you're not getting any credit for doing this mitzvah if you do not need the eggs. The Achroinim all seem to disagree, and they all seem to say that you should seek it out. You should put yourself in a situation where you have an opportunity to do the mitzvah, and you should send away the mother and take the eggs, even if you have no need for the eggs. What is the point of disagreement? There are two major reasons: the reasons of the Rambam, Tsar Baalei Chaim, the reason of the Zoyar. It's Moirer Zuchus for Klal Yisrael, and now for Klal Yisrael, for the entire world. If you learn like the Rishonim hold that it's Osir, they're obviously working with the Talmud of the Rambam, Tsar Baalei Chaim. The Achroinim are learning with the Zoyar that it's to be Mo'er Rachamim, and therefore you should do it in order to be Mo'er Rachamim. It's just that the Chasam Sofer is the notable exception to the Achroinim. He's in the Achroinim, relatively speaking, recent, and he holds that it's Osir. Not only he's the extreme opposite, he holds like the Rishonim that it's Tsar Baalei Chaim, and the Mela it's counterproductive. Because if the tam is Tsar Baalei Chaim and you have no need for the eggs, and you do it anyway, so Adrab, you're causing more. How can a mitzvah whose essence is Tsar Baalei Chaim be used by you as a way to create Tsar Baalei Chaim? I don't need the eggs. So now I'm going to take away the eggs so the mother should come back and see that everything is missing and have Tsar. The only reason why you were supposed to send away the mother was to minimize the Tsar. And I don't even need the eggs. So a mitzvah whose essence is to avoid Tsar Baalei Chaim is now going to be used for you as a business in order to increase Tsar Baalei Chaim. It's counterintuitive.
So
counterintuitive.
Add the answer to Talmud.
What?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Talmud asked him, Shai, right? You began to share like that. So what did he answer?
Well, I don't understand.
The answer is Talmud wanted to go into the business.
Oh, he basically, he doesn't say, interesting, he doesn't say that. He basically says that according to those people who are in the business are obviously following all of the Achroinim. The Achroinim hold it with the exception of the Chasam Sofer. Yeah, he presents four Achroinim, Chavis Yoyer, if you want to know who they are, Rabbi Kiva Eger, I'll tell you who they are. Rabbi Kiva Eger, okay, that's pretty big. There's no one, Rabbi Akiva Eger. There's no one bigger than Rabbi Kiva Eger. Chacham Tzvi, and the Chavis Yoyer and the Chidah. And the Chidah all are of the opinion that it's a good thing to do, even if you have absolutely no need for the eggs or the birds. It's a good thing to do. You should put yourself in a situation where you can do it. It's a good thing to do, and therefore go for it. And it's a zuchus for you, it's a zuchus for Klal Yisrael, and it's a zuchus for the world. For the whole, we're breathing from the world, not from another medrash, and it's good for the world, you should do it, leave no need.
But again, that's okay. There are four mahal, four achrayim, major achrayim. But the Rishonim, Tosfos, and it's clear from Tosfos, the Ran, Rabbeinu Bechaya, and the Meiri, no, not now. He makes it very clear. They don't say that it's usur. They just say you have no chiyuv to do so. You have no obligation to go on a bus and go out into the forest and do it. But if you want to do it, he wants to say, they don't use terminology which indicates that it's usur. If you want to do it, okay, so do it. But you have no chiyuv to do it. Chasam Sofer is the extreme opposite. He holds that it's mamish usur to do. Mamish usur. So the bottom line is, those who are doing it today obviously are following the achroinim, which is not necessarily a contradiction to the Rishonim, because the Rishonim's main focus is you have no obligation to do so. But they don't come out saying that it's forbidden to do so. But certainly it's not like the Chasam Sofer. You see an advertisement in the paper and they show that they're doing it, so if in that same newspaper, also. So if in the same paper they have on one side Chidushei Torah on the Parsha, a beautiful word from the Chasam Sofer, and on the next page is an advertisement for Shiluach HaKein, so this is Taruvis, this is Shatnes. This newspaper is Shatnes, Kilayim, what? Okay, so that's what you see all the Gedolei Shal. Have a wonderful day.